This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always glad to be here. It's always good to see those who are striving to please God. And I'm glad I'm a part of it. Thanking God for a life lived, being taught how to keep the Word of God through teaching. And that came through those who I met years ago and continuing on with our pastor today. And I'm just glad to be a part of the church. Just glad to know that I'm saved. And it's just good to be here. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Another calendar year we're in, but it's just another day. And thank God we're not bogged down with all of these gods and we don't have a bunch of credit cards to pay off. We're not making any New Year's resolutions, but it's all about judgment. In order to have good judgment, you should be childlike. Thank God. Beautiful. We want to be like a weaned child in God. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for our announcements. Deacon Debbie,
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and email us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, all the apostles, all those that God sent. Yes. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Yes. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." And we're here to believe the word. And the word is in the scripture. And the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. Isn't that beautiful? We're going to do just that. Jeremiah 10:23. First, let's go to Isaiah. I was thinking about this thought, Isaiah 40:3. The thought is about judgment. And we have so many making New Year's resolutions. Those are vows. And we want to be careful that we don't just spout out vows to God and don't have the wherewith to pay it. Don't have the energy, the time, mind to pay it. It just sounds good. And we say things, but there's no works. But Isaiah 40:3 says what?
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Now listen, we come here every Tuesday, Thursday, Sabbath, and every time we meet by the wayside, we're meeting to be prepared for God.
All right.
Whether God is adding to us or taking away, it's for preparation.
Thank God.
For God's word. So when situations come, we can implement the word. Put forth the action, is that right?
Beautiful, yes.
What?
Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
So this desert, this highway we're traveling on, we want it straight according to God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Thank God.
Which means straight. Yes. Not necessarily a line straight, but strict. Because straight is the gate that leads to life. Strict way leads to life.
Thank God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be
So what is God talking about? When we come to God, many come with low self-esteem. You got to believe God. God said, you're special. Yes. We're special people. Yes. So you don't want to let the enemy pound in your head all day long, you're nothing. Now, the only reason why the enemy can do that is when you're going for something ain't yours. And telling you, you're nothing. That's why you ain't getting it. You ain't getting it because it ain't yours. You want to be patient and wait on God. Isn't that beautiful? But you need judgment to do that because sometimes we're not judging matters the right way. That's why we're supposed to come together and reason. Good judgment in what we're doing. Like I say, why would you talk to something that's not responding to you? Or why would you have feeling for something that's not responding to you? That's silly. But it's got nothing to do with your degree. It's not your low degree. Or you can be exalted and think somebody think you're something and they ain't thinking about you. God want to regulate them thoughts. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
By judgment.
Yes.
Every valley, what?
And every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight.
Because we come in here with crooked ways, but God want to straighten them up. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Make it straight. Let's go to Jeremiah 10:23, because this is what it's all about. It's about judgment. And in this judgment, bring the minds down and bring the minds up. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
So God can deal with us and work with us. Blessings. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
not fiery darts. Blessings. Trials and tests.
That's right.
Fiery darts. If you look at it the right way, it's not. That's why it's about judgment. How you look at things. Got to change the way you look at things,
yes,
and you'll
Pastor.
Feel better.
Thank God.
That beautiful?
Pastor, yes.
And you can go through better, even if you have to suffer, you can go through it better because you're looking at it the right way, right?
Yes.
If you say, oh, this show is hard. You defeated already. But you say, you know, I'm going to see if I can do this. You got something to work
all
with.
All right, all
Isn't
right.
That beautiful?
All right, beautiful.
Thank God. Jeremiah 10:23, what does it say?
Oh, Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself.
What?
It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps.
The natural state of man cannot direct his steps. God didn't make him that way. The natural man has got to be directed by some power. And it's either the devil or God.
Yes.
The natural man. The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his step. What?
O Lord, correct me, but with judgment.
Judgment. That's what God, this is what we're coming for, judgment.
Yes.
Isn't that the best way to look at judgment? As correction and not like you getting it?
Yes, Pastor.
Correction. That's all God was doing was correcting Abel.
Yes.
I mean, Cain. So now, if you do well, won't you be accepted? What you getting upset for? But now if you don't, sin is at your door. The enemy. That was correction. That's the way you're supposed to feel. That God loves me and God is not trying to hurt me, but help me.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? That's healthy.
Yes, it is healthy.
Read it again. 24.
Oh Lord, correct me, but with judgment. Not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing.
In other words, sometimes if God gets us in his anger, it always winds up coming, making us come to naught, to nothing. You feel like nothing. That's because God gets angry with us, but God don't have to get angry with us if you obey correction. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Judgment. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
Let's go to 1 Peter.
All right.
4:17.
All right.
This is why so many people, as I say, they go so wrong in the world because they don't have no guidance. Now, who gets guidance out there? Those with the big buckles. They call them psychiatrists and psychologists and all this kind of junk. And all they do is listen to common sense. They wouldn't have to go to none of those places. Just common sense. But people feel it's a way out of suffering. Ain't no way out of that. You gonna go through it or you ain't going through it. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
1 Peter 4:17, what?
For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
That's what we come here for. Judgment. It's just a matter of believing. If you believe you're nothing, you ain't nothing.
Beautiful.
What does the scripture say? As a man thinketh, so is he.
So is he, yes.
If you think you more than everybody, that's what you exalted. It don't mean you are, but you don't want to think that way. But why think you're nothing when God said you're special? And it's just common sense. There's something for everybody. But do you have the patience to wait on it? It ain't about what's there. It's about you and the mind you have to wait on it or to go for it. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
They don't obey the gospel. Well, there ain't gonna be, but it's talking about those that have the knowledge because it's about judgment. Deuteronomy.
All right.
32:1. Let's go there. We're not going to get here and make all these New Year's resolutions. You know what? I ain't going that way again. I'm just not. I'm telling myself now. You can tell yourself all you want. But if you don't have the desire to put forth some action, it ain't going to happen. Just, you know, people just get excited by words. No deeds, just words.
Yes, Pastor.
32:1, what does it say?
Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth.
Isn't that beautiful? Give ear. Read the third verse.
Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God.
What?
He is the rock. His work is perfect.
God's work is perfect. Yes. I thought we are his work.
All right, yes.
We're his workmanship, right?
Yes.
So God is calling for a church without spot or wrinkle. That's judgment, right?
Yes.
You got to believe that.
Yes.
If he's cleaning you up, you are without spot or wrinkle.
Yes.
The only thing that means say you are nothing or bring you down. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For all his ways are judgment.
All God's ways are judgment. Now, man don't know how to direct his way in walking. But God does, because all of God's ways are judgment. You need judgment to be able to reason.
Thank God, is so true.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. To make choices.
Yes.
Read.
A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Psalms 103 and all 6. Right. All of God's ways are judgment. So if all of God's ways are judgment, that means God's word is nothing but judgment. Because God's word is his way. And ways. Isn't that beautiful? They're plural and they're singular.
All right, all right.
That's 103 and 6. What does it say?
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
Oppressed. Because the enemy come to oppress us. But you need judgment. Somebody tell you, that's not you. That's the enemy telling you like that. You got to think that you are not like that. If you don't think that way, you will stay that way. Isn't that beautiful? You got to reckon yourselves dead to sin. If you don't, how can you be? You know, it's like going to say, well, I don't go to those places anymore. You just keep going. But if you go, say, why are you going there? Say, well, I just started going there. You don't go there anymore. Oh, I don't? That's somebody ain't come from it. But you said, why are you passing? I don't go over there no more. You just keep going, right? Yeah. So you got to reckon yourself to be dead to certain things.
All right.
Think that way. Yeah. Then you find, you say, I felt that. I ain't so dead, but I'm working on that to get more deader.
All right.
Right?
All right now.
Not debtor, but deader.
Yes.
Read.
He made known his ways unto Moses.
Now, somebody got to make known his ways. He made them known to Moses. So that's why the Lord said, go back to Moses. He wrote of me. And his ways are judgment, right?
Yes.
So it's all about God's judgment. But they don't want to talk about that in these churches because judgment don't begin there. Because they take judgment out of your hands and say, can't nobody judge you. And nobody is judging you in God's church. The word is judging us.
Make it plain.
Bodies are not. The word is. Isn't that beautiful?
Make it plain, Pastor.
All right. Let's read. You read the seventh verse?
His acts unto the children of Israel.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
All right. St. John 5:22. Let's go there. Yeah, these are common scriptures to commandment keepers.
All right.
St. John 5:22. It's common language here.
All right.
Judgment. So that's talking about Jesus. It sure is. And he's in somebody. Isn't that beautiful? 5:22 says what?
For the Father judgeth no man.
Now God have told us he's not judging no man. But what?
But hath committed all judgment unto the Son.
So if you want good judgment, you got to come to the house.
God, thank God.
It gives you good judgment in everything we do.
Yes.
Now, so Pastor, you bragging on? No, I'm bragging on God. That's what God said.
Right,
he give
right.
you good judgment.
Beautiful.
His ways are judgment. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
All judgment is in the hand of the Son. What?
That all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him.
How plain is that? Let's go to Jeremiah 10:23. Let's read that again. I love that scripture. I love all the scriptures. But at certain times, ones apply more than others.
All right, Pastor.
It just feels like this is the time for it. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
All these New Year's resolutions, I say, you know what? I'm not going down that street no more. Okay. Next thing you know, there they are. They're on the street. See, I backslid. But I'm coming to church in a few months to get fortified. Get a shot. And then I'll be on my way. That's how they think. And I almost call this broadcast once a year. Because that's when they make all their vows, once a year. Vow to give somebody something. Vow to be thankful to God. They vow to obey God. They vow to change their life. All of these, once a year, they make them. Make it Christmas time, they make it all these once a year people. God says, freely receive, freely give. God said, be thankful all the time. They got a national day of prayer. God said, pray always. But they can't do it. The world can't do it. So we're going to give you one day. One time we're going to do it. And that's going to cover everything for the whole year. That's the same as bringing your offering to the once a year for all your sins, and I'm going to church on Christmas, that's it. And they better have a nice tree. That's the way people think. So I'm going because it's going to be fabulous. Go, oh, you know what? Even Santa Claus might parachute down through the chimney. That's the kind of stuff they plan for. Oh, it's a big event. And then you get flying angels and these, you know. No. We live holy every day. That's what God wants every day. All the time. Be ready. Ready to move with the Spirit. That's what God wants. Not on a calendar. God is calling you. Sister Tatum, and you just keep walking. Sister Tatum only answers on her birthday, only on Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and a few grandma days. The only time she's going to answer, but God is calling, Mary, she won't answer. God wants to answer all the time, daily, by the Spirit, right? Not waiting on a day or a time. So I know anybody called me because it ain't my birthday. That ain't the way to think. Okay, just want to throw that in there. 10 and 23, read it again.
10 and 23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps.
You can't. But what is God talking about? Let's go to 1 Corinthians.
All right.
1 Corinthians 17 and 9. No, let's go to Jeremiah 17 and 9.
Right,
17 and 9. Let's go there. Sometime when you burn the midnight oil, you make a mistake and think it's midnight. It's really in the daytime. You can get caught up in those kind of things. Deep off and steady. Jeremiah 17 and 9, what does it say?
The heart is deceitful above all things.
All things what?
And desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Who can know it?
Yes.
But wait a minute. There's one that know it. 1 Corinthians, let's go there.
All right.
You know who know that spirit? That's that carnal man. Carnal man know the spirit is in man. That's why when you're in the world and you want to get into mischievousness, just go outside, act mischievous, and mischievous will find you.
It will, immediately.
Because mischievous recognize mischievous.
Absolutely, Pastor.
Somebody, she's about to say. That's
carnal
him.
Man.
That's where
so
it works.
True, Pastor.
Y'all know that. We all been there.
It's so true.
Go somewhere and walk in the mall, and the next thing you know, you're looking twice. Mm-hmm. Got caught. That's how it works. All right. 1 Corinthians, what does it say? 2 and 11. What does it say?
For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which
now,
is
see,
in him?
The spirit of man know the things that are in man.
Yes, Pastor, yes.
But how to walk, they don't know that. But they recognize spirits of exaltations, mm-hmm. low self-esteem. The spirit of man recognize those things. That's how they get you. That's how people can push your buttons because they realize you don't think much of yourself, so that's how they treat you that way. But they don't know how to walk upright. Yes. Read a little further.
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God.
That's what God, when you walk with God, you have to have the Spirit of God to teach you how to walk that pleases God. Because the Spirit, the natural Spirit, don't know that. The natural Spirit of man always offends God in many areas until you're taught. Because that Spirit is not created to go in harmony and walk in step.
All right.
With God.
All right, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
Read.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world.
What?
But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Isn't that beautiful? So you can have good judgment. Because you don't know what you really have and what you got to work with. You don't have good judgment. You don't. Many times when you should be straightening out some matters, you don't know you should. So you don't know because you don't have no judgment. But judgment comes by doing. That's how good judgment comes. Isn't that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
You read the 13th, read 13th verse. Which things?
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches.
What?
But which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Spiritual. That's how you get encouragement.
All right.
But now if you haven't been foundated with the spiritual, how can you be encouraged? You got to believe in what you're striving for. Believe in it. Let's go to Romans 7:14. If you're going to be spiritual, you got to believe in what the word is saying. Elder Batiste, thank God. I thought I caught you yawning there. But guess what? I know that you are workers. You are workers for him.
Yes.
And I know that if you are tired, it's because you're tired of doing a labor of love. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
So I ain't got no problem. Romans 7 and 14, what does it say?
For we know that the law is spiritual.
Law, and now wait a minute, we'll be spiritual minded. The law is spiritual.
Thank
what?
God. But I am carnal, sold under sin.
So anybody that's not under God's law is carnal. 8 and 6, what does it say? Romans 8 and 6.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and
peace.
Isn't that
beautiful? Spiritual minded.
Yes.
Just think about judgment. If you think about things spiritually, it won't affect you naturally so much if you believe it. You believe I'm somebody.
All right, Pastor.
I'm special.
Thank God.
And I'm not offended in God. You're not offended in God, you can wait on God. Isn't that beautiful? We had to build up our confidence
yes.
by reasoning and judgment. Everything God says, I have everything. He said to bless those that bless you and blah, 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 right?
Yes.
And the blessing's going to overtake us if we obey the word, right? We got to believe it.
Thank God.
That's just reasoning and belief. That's what you got to have. Isn't that beautiful?
God, beautiful.
What are we reading? Read.
7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
What?
For it is not subject to the law of God.
So, wait a minute. So, judgment is, if I'm not submissive, I'm carnal. When you're not submissive one to another, just carnal minded. Why would you want to be that way? We don't want to be that way.
No,
just
do.
Be submissive.
Beautiful.
What's wrong with being submissive unless you don't have love? See how quiet it is?
It's beautiful, Pastor.
I don't hear nobody say amen. Because we know what it means. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Beautiful. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
It can't be. Third verse says what?
For what the law...
So when you have a carnal mind, that means you can't be submissive to honoring those that carry God, honoring the Father, killing, committing adultery, stealing, bearing false witness, coveting. You're doing all those things. If you have honor, you're not doing none of those things. If you don't have honor, you're doing them all. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
Yeah, wait a minute. I used to think that it was talking about not sinful flesh, but it just looked like sinful flesh. But that's not what it was.
Go
it was
ahead.
Just like our flesh.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
He sent us in the same likeness.
Yes.
And he sent him in our likeness to condemn sin, to stop it in his life.
Thank God.
Read it. What did he say?
And for sin, condemn sin in the flesh.
What?
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled
so
in us.
So wait a minute. It can be fulfilled in us. We can't accept that it can't be done.
It can.
You believe it. Isn't that beautiful? It can be.
Yes.
What?
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
So you're walking after the Spirit when you just be submissive to the teaching. Yes. You're walking, you're spiritual minded.
Beautiful.
It's just common reasoning.
So beautiful.
It's just that simple.
Beautiful.
Every submissive to everything may not feel good because you might be dying in things. But you're being submissive. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read 1 and 2, first verse.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
How plain is that? Just judgment.
Yes.
If I walk after the Spirit, I'm being submissive to God's law. That's spiritual minded.
Explain, Pastor.
If I'm not submissive to God's law, I'm carnal. That's how you judge. If I don't submit to the teaching and submit to the action, the deeds, I'm carnal.
Yes.
If I don't go through, I'm carnal.
Yes, Pastor, yes.
How plain is that?
Isn't
that beautiful?
It's plain.
All right, let's go to St. John 12, 49. Let's
all
go
right.
There. Thank God.
Beautiful.
I don't get tired of reading St. John 12,
Pastor.
49.
It's so beautiful. Scripture is beautiful.
I know it is. We're almost getting the kind of volume you get in football games now. You know, a few comments. The volume comes up.
All right.
12:49. What does it say?
For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak.
Is that judgment? If you've been given boundaries, that's your judgment. Judgment. Read.
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
So we want to stay with speaking according to the commandments.
Yes.
We want to stay talking about these graven images and the gods so that we don't go back into those things. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Not taking his name in vain. I love the Lord. Your fruits don't show that. You love the Lord, but you ain't giving me your attention. You work for, what's that, people that look for bugs behind the thing? Who was that?
Orchid.
Yeah, you're working for Orchid. You're looking behind the curtain looking for bugs. And I'm trying to bring the word.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so much for the bugs.
All right, Pastor. Make it plain.
Did you read to that?
Yes, I did, yes.
Okay, let's go to 1 John 5:9. Let's go there. Thank God.
Beautiful.
For this door of utterance.
Making it plain, Pastor.
As I told Brother Dale, we're going to move on to another venue. We don't get no response, we move on. We journey on. That's what we do.
Journey on.
1 John 5:9.
If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater.
Isn't that beautiful?
For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son.
Of his Son. What's 11th verse say?
And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life.
What?
And this life is in his Son.
Isn't that beautiful? So the eternal life is there.
Yes.
But if you don't have the Son but life, you don't have life. Is the one that God sent sending you the message of eternal life by keeping God's commandments? Because he said, you know the commandments, keep the commandments. You want to have everlasting life. Who else is teaching that but the commandment keepers?
God for you, Pastor.
Read that again.
11.
If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which you have testified of his Son. 11th verse, and this is the record.
That God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son.
And what?
He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
How plain is that? We got to be in each other's hearts.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Jeremiah 10:23, let's read that again.
All right, Pastor.
Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. I'm not crying right now. Jeremiah cried enough. We just gonna preach the word, journey on. I ain't crying about it. Isn't that beautiful? 10:23 says what?
Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself.
At any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.